which are spread by the traditional media and by social networks, which also follow our work in Geneva. Our citizens are informed, therefore, of how the international community discusses these matters. The UPR is an opportunity for our public services to improve their organisation and coordination in order to follow up the recommendations, working closely with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, which carries out excellent work on informing and on providing advice. I should emphasise the particularly constructive role played by the Secretariat of the UPR and the Troika to ensure that the national report and the additional report were submitted in timely fashion and in the appropriate format. Allow me now to recall my government's commitment to its human rights obligations, making every effort fully to implement the recommendations received, despite the many difficulties mentioned during the presentation of the National Report at the 56th session of the UPR. There are two types of difficulties, institutional and functional, with a lack of an efficient operational framework and gaps and lacks of national human resources, and material difficulties with the restricted resources allocated to our department because of the limited state budget. Comores therefore needs assistance, expertise, and material and financial support from all bilateral and multilateral partners in order to organise the institutional framework and strengthen and optimise national skills in the field of human rights. Our expectations are enormous and we hope that our people will not be disappointed. On the basis of national mobilisation, with the support of the international community, the Comoros can certainly respect their commitments fully to implement the recommendations. In conclusion, on behalf of my government, led by His Excellency Mr. Azali Assoumani, President of the Union, and on behalf of the Justice Minister, allow me to convey warm thanks to all those who, through their contributions in all forms, have made it possible to ensure the success of the UPR process for Comoros, ending today with the adoption of the National Report. I hope I will forget nobody, but we should mention at least the United Nations system through its office in Comoros, the Office of the High Commissioner, the International Organization for Francophony, the members of the Troika, China, Côte d'Ivoire and Honduras, the UPR Secretariat, the President and Vice Presidents, who ensure the smooth running of the sessions and their teams, the EPU Info NGO, which should be thanked and encouraged for its effectiveness in helping states throughout their preparation processes. My delegation has greatly appreciated the richness and diversity of the interactive dialogue, which started with the presentation of the National Report. The recommendations always respected the constructive spirit of their authors, who above all were motivated by the desire to promote human rights, all human rights. Our authorities examined these recommendations with respect and consideration, and the majority were accepted. We thank all participants and look forward to seeing them at our next UPR. Long live international cooperation and solidarity for peace, human rights and development. Thank you.
I thank His Excellency for this presentation and for the constructive participation of the Comoros throughout the UPR process. I now propose that the Council adopts the decision on the outcome of the Universal Periodic Review of the Comoros as it appears on the screen. I see no objection. The decision is adopted. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, this brings us to the end of this meeting. I would like to thank the interpreters for the extra time that they have granted for us and for their service. We will reconvene tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. to continue with the consideration and adoption of the outcome documents of the other states examined during the 46th session of the UPR Working Group. I hereby close the 37th